About 60% of gun deaths in Pennsylvania are suicides. Gun violence prevention advocates say people do not really talk about suicide deaths because of stigma and silence around them. WHYY Sandra Jones reports one state lawmaker is working to make some changes.
Representative Jennifer O'Mara of the 165th District plans to reintroduce a bill for extreme risk protection orders in the Commonwealth. The bill would stop people from possessing or buying guns if a judge thinks they might be a danger to themselves or others. ERPOs allow family members or law enforcement to request a temporary removal of the person's firearm in a crisis. Dr. Jay Brenneman, Director of Firearm Suicide Prevention Policy at Ceasefire PA and a Stoneleaf Fellow, says rising gun ownerships across various demographics, including women and young people, reveal increased suicide attempts.
We're starting to see an increase in folks talking about lethal means, but we're still a long ways away just because the taboo around talking about firearms and the lack of familiarity with talking about firearms in the context of suicide.
Right now, 21 states and Washington, D.C. have extreme risk protection order laws in place. Sandra Jones, WHYY News.
Delaware County dodged a financial crisis when the Trump administration's effort to freeze trillions of dollars in federal funding was put in limbo. A significant portion of funding for county services comes from the federal government. Delaware County Executive Director Barbara O'Malley says a number of programs are on pause.
Our Health Department and Office of Housing and Community Development have been collaborating on a lead hazard reduction program with HUD. And at this time, HUD is not executing the grant agreements, so that program is on hold.
Delaware County officials are compiling information about services funded by the federal government to prepare for similar situations in the future. Road closures in Philly will be similar to those implemented during the NFC Championship last month. City leaders urge Philadelphians to stay safe during any Super Bowl celebrations on Sunday. During a news conference on Thursday, Mayor Sherelle Parker redeemed her famously botched Eagles chant from last month.
Please do not climb poles. I'm excited. I love our Eagles. Let me see if I can get it right this time. E-A-G-L-E-S. So my son Langston. Hopefully I got some street cred back, Langston.
In addition to city-planned and impromptu road closures, SEPTA says there will be a number of bus detours as well as rolling subway closures in the event of an Eagles win to manage crowds in Center City. A crash cleared on 76 East this morning before the Gladwin exit. That's good news. And our forecast today, sunny to partly cloudy. We'll have a high of 42 and some gusty winds. Tonight, clear and cold, 23. Some snow likely tomorrow afternoon, maybe about an inch in Philadelphia as we get up to 30. 35.